just because a celebrity is famous doesn't mean they are popular.
Right, that's true.
So I'm going to give you singers. You got to tell me who is more popular.
Oh, good. I love this. Okay.
So you got to pick, and I got to click on which one you think is more popular. So the first one is Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift.
Ooh, that's tough. I think, no, it is tough because I'll tell you why. More popular, I would say, is probably, wow, that is hard because I know Taylor, the Swifties, but then Ariana Grande has her fans too.
And Ariana is on The Voice now.
Right.
She's got a new line of makeup coming out. There's a lot of things going around her right now. So I look at these by if they're walking in the airport, who is stopping traffic?
But does it go by how many Instagram followers? Like,
No. I'm just saying how you feel. Who is more popular?
I feel like Taylor Swift is more accessible and it's more exciting to see Ariana Grande because I feel like Taylor Swift, I can just call her and she'll come over. Ariana Grande is like seeing her in the wild is like, what? So,
yeah, because I think Taylor, if she's walking down the airport, I'm going, that's a hot blonde. Mm-hmm. But Ariana Grande, you know who that is.
So who's more popular?
I don't know. That's a rough one. Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to say, I know it's tough because they both have lots of hit songs. You know, Taylor is a real feminist and she's been getting people to vote and talking about taking her music back from Scooter Braun and re-releasing Red. And, oh, man, who's more popular? I'm going to say Taylor Swift just because Ariana Grande is only one type of music. Taylor has done pop and country and has more fans around the world.
All right. Ariana Grande got 44%. Taylor got 56%.
Okay.
So you were right.
Taylor Swift.
All right. Who's more popular? Olivia Rodrigo. Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. You're going with Harry.
Of course, Harry Styles. I'm not even, there's no question Harry Styles.
Yeah. 87% go to Harry. So you're right. Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah. It's hard because Justin Bieber's been around a long time. He's got a lot of fans, but Billie Eilish is like, she's shiny new keys. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. People love her. You know, I think that Justin, every time he puts out a song, it goes right to number one. He has features all over the place. His music has been really important. But I think right now in this moment, it's Billie Eilish.
Wow, close. 51% Bieber, 49% Billie Eilish. So you're close.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Who's more famous? This is easy. Beyonce, Ed Sheeran.
I know it's Ed Sheeran.
You're going to say Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. I mean, I want it to be Beyonce because you know how I feel about this. Like Beyonce to me is the queen. She's a goddess and everything she does is perfect. But, you know, like Ed Sheeran has been his concerts, his tour made more money than any concert, any tour. When it comes to hit songs, he had way more hits than Beyonce, even though we love her more. You know, I mean, she's the queen, but, you know, he's the pop star right now.
And he did really well on Saturday Night Live. Really well. I'm going to go against you on this one. I'm going to pick Beyonce.
Okay.
And I was right. 82% to Ed Sheeran's 18.
Oh, 18?
18%.
Well, I have to say, like, I'm really happy to hear that because you and I both love Beyonce and we, you know, Ed Sheeran's okay. Like, he's a really nice guy, but his music is not really our, we're like, whatever.
No, I'll prove it to you right now. I have Ed Sheeran's phone number. I don't have Beyonce's phone number.
Right. That's a good point. So, nor would you ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Whose phone number is in my phone? Ed Sheeran or Beyonce?
No, I'm happy to hear that, but I will tell you that a lot of my gays really hate Beyonce, which is why I was thinking they don't love Ed Sheeran, but they like Ed Sheeran. They really hate Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. No, I got his number. So,
okay.
Rihanna or Shawn Mendes?
Oh, Rihanna.
Rihanna, 100%.
Of course.
Yeah, Rihanna, 89%. Shawn Mendes, 11.
Right. Right. Shawn Mendes has like a hit, had like a hit and a half. Rihanna, not only is she like booed up with ASAP Rocky, who is also like a god, like the two of them are the perfect couple, but she has her Fenty line of lingerie and makeup. And it's, I mean, she's about to blow Kim Kardashian out of the water. Mm. Rihanna is already a billionaire because of all that stuff. Everyone loves her. Nobody does not like Rihanna.
Yeah, we walked past Shawn Mendes and went, I think that's Shawn Mendes. You know, right. We would have walked past Rihanna and said, that's Rihanna. 100%.
Right. Yeah.
All right, this is a hard one. Katy Perry, Dua Lipa.
That is a hard one, and you and I have discussed this because Katy Perry's music has not been doing well. Her last album bombed. But she is very well paid for American Idol. You know, she
married to somebody very famous.
Married to Orlando Bloom. She's, I mean, I know Dua Lipa does better musically. Her music sells better. But that's just a
not
you know,
if you
that's
go back
an
and look at the catalog. If you look at the catalog, it's Katy Perry.
Right, I guess. It's gotta be Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry. Katy Perry 66%, Dua Lipa 34%.
Okay.
This is a hard one. No, this isn't a hard one. The next one's a hard one. Adele, Demi Lovato.
Oh, Adele.
Adele. Yeah, Adele, 91%.
Of course, there you go. Demi who?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's unfair.
All right, this one's hard. The Weeknd, Post Malone.
Ooh, that one is
hard.
Yeah,
that's a hard one.
Huh. I prefer Post Malone, but I think people taking this survey would probably say The Weeknd. Remember, his music is always in the top. Of, well, so is Post Malone's music. But
yeah, Post Malone. I don't know. I mean, The Weeknd, he did the halftime show. Kind of people know he is.
Right. He might be dating Angelina Jolie right now. We're not quite sure. They're not copping to it. The only reason I'm going to say The Weeknd is because his music is more accessible. Like, older people and younger people like his music. Post Malone is a very specific taste that's basically our generation and younger.
Who's walking down the airport? Who are you noticing?
Well, of course, I'm noticing Post Malone. His face is tattooed.
Yeah, we'll see The Weeknd. The Weeknd, 67%. This is easy, but oof. Britney Spears, Mariah Carey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That's a really hard one because that's going to be one of those like 49%, 51%.
Yeah, and I think Mariah would jump off the roof if you didn't pick her. I don't think Brittany would care. But on the other hand, I think Brittany in the past decade has been hotter than Mariah.
Free Brittany.
Yeah, let's go Brittany. Ooh, 79% Brittany.
Wow, 79. I thought it was going to be like 51, 49.
No, 79 to 21, Mariah Carey. She's
what?
Not like,
you're kidding.
Yeah, Britney Spears got 16,000 votes. Mariah got 4,000.
Whoa. Don't tell Mariah Carey. She'll kill whoever did this survey. She'll kill them.
All right, this is a hard one. John Legend, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. That's not a hard one at all.
Yeah, 59 to 41. John Legend won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 11,600 votes to 8,000 votes for Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I mean, the Kelly Clarkson show is doing really, really well. I thought people just loved her.
No, I mean, ratings-wise, it's not. I mean, it's a filler show. So, no, John Legend, really.
Okay.
I mean, who's more talented? I don't know. I mean, they're both very talented, so...
You can't compare their talent. They have two completely different talents and do completely different things. He is a singer-songwriter who plays the piano. She is a hired gun singer. I mean, she does write some of her...
voice.
Who has an amazing voice. Like, one of the great pop voices, I think, of our generation. But...
I mean, when John Legend did Jesus Christ Superstar, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I look at him and go... he might be the bigger star.
But I feel like your mom likes John Legend. You know, I don't own any of his music. You and I make fun of him. We think that every song he writes is about like begging Chrissy Teigen not to leave him.
And thank you for sleeping with me.
Right, right.
All right, here's a hard one. This is going to take you a while. You got to talk this one through.
Okay.
And both of them, one of them will be very upset if they don't win. Lady Gaga, Kanye West.
I thought you were going to say Lady Gaga, Madonna, because that's usually the comparison.
No, okay. We're going late. We're going to make it hard for you. Lady Gaga, Kanye West.
Well, you and I always support Lady Gaga no matter what. You know, she won the Oscar. Remember, she sang at the inauguration. Like,
true.
Right. Kanye didn't. Kanye has been getting all kinds of, he's been dragged like crazy. He has one battle after another with somebody else. You know, he's one feud after another. As much as I loved Kanye's music, after he went completely batshit, even I stepped away from him a little bit.
But whose music are you still going to listen to in 20 years?
Right. It's for me, it's Kanye.
It's Kanye.
But you're asking who's more popular?
In the Cooper Lawrence world, who are you picking?
Who is more popular? Lady Gaga. People got very upset with Kanye because of his Trump support and all of his political stuff and the fact that he went crazy and he drove Kim Kardashian away.
Yep. 83% Lady Gaga.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Only 3,000 votes for Kanye. That's got to drive him. After this has come out, Kanye and Mariah are going to jump off the roof together.
Right, exactly.
All right.
They're going to be tweeting like crazy about it.
Queen, the Beatles.
That's so not of the genres you've been talking about.
I know. That's why weirdest... I threw you a curveball at the end, because Queen, look how big they are now because of the movie, because they're in commercials, but the Beatles are the Beatles. So all these people that answered these questions, who are they going to say?
I think they're going to say Queen because unpopular opinion over here, but I hate the Beatles. And I think there's a lot of people that are closet Beatle haters like I am. I mean, I'm not into boy bands. That's just my thing.
Every time. But Queen's a boy band too. You could put it that way.
Not at all. No, they're a rock band. So I'm going to say Queen is more popular.
The Beatles, 59%, Queen, 41%. So it's close.
Yeah, it's close, but it's wrong.